Okay, Seekers, here's another lovingly handcrafted, newly detailed rerun for you. And tonight, my litany of excuses is unparalleled. Oh yeah, it seems I still can't afford a stereo cartridge. The damn flute kicked my butt all week. On top of everything else, my beloved Auntie Joan in England died, and poor subgenius sister Jewel has gone under the surgical knife, so I'm off to Chattanooga to nurse her back to the flower of health. Oh, but even with all this looming hard on me, I've managed to polish up one of the Funhouse's gems from early 2002. Yes, Seekers, be prepared for the shock and awe of the Cabal of the Ring. You'll thrill to Daddy George Bush the First, in his own words no less, laying down his creepy imperialist American agenda, not to mention the original good versus evil moral crusade idiom that his idiot son would later put to insidious use. Ooh, even Duchess of Death Condoleezza Rice puts in an appearance tonight. And there's big chunks of a BBC radio adaptation of Lord of the Rings. And since those films have come out since then, maybe this time that twisted little subplot I put into the mix will work. We can only hope. Enjoy.
You are about to hear Bob's Slacktime Funhouse is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Most of the week we were Ozzy and Harriet. But every Saturday night, we were finding something out.
Dragons in their pleasant palaces. Seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came you! You! You're one of us!
Get a load of Dobbs. He's down there talking to himself a mile a minute.
Yeah, something eating him, all right. I don't know what. He just spoiled him for trouble.
Right on!
We were finding out more and more that we were not alone.
Shocking, but true. Curfew breakers.
Susie.
Oh, no.
Susie.
Oh, God, who's there?
Susie.
Oh, Heston.
What are you doing here in the dark?
I'm trying to sleep, you moron. Leave me alone.
Well, can we turn the light on now?
No, we can't turn the light on.
Why not?
Because I'm trying to get some shut-eye.
Susie.
Leave me alone.
Hey, Susie.
Get out of my bed, you... Ow!
Wow.
Ow, yuck! Ow! Oh, Christ, that's just gross. Hey, lay off the roofies if you don't want strange women to play grab-ass with you, Charlton, and stop following me around. Great, just what I needed. Oh, Bob, what got into me? Oh, I must be going through the change or something. I've never been that bored. Oh, anyone but him. Oh, never live that down. Oh. Oh, but at least Mr. Stone Age Crazy served a purpose and woke me up in time for the war conference. Oh, I'm just bursting with good advice for the council today. Whew, but, first things first. Oh, what with storm clouds on the horizon, I may need to kick some major butt, so it looks like the flues is gonna go shopping. It's the least I can do as an American.
Place they wanted me to be. My next stop.
The Potomac in the sunset is a river turned to flame, and the bloom of cherry blossoms is like nothing you can name. That's why we like to be in Washington, D.C.
Oh, we're a long way from Washington, Bob.
Where are you going?
Dallas.
The NSC meeting was a bit chaotic.
Oh, you never know. One fellow's wealthy man had three sons, like a good Texan should. And you know, he told them he's his boys.
I guess what I want you to know as a father is every human life is precious. When the question is asked, how many lives are you willing to sacrifice, it tears at my heart. The answer, of course, is none. None at all.
They adore pink in Texas.
Meaning, asked the president.
You can take the boy out of the pink, but you can't take the pink out of the boy.
Okay.
Here, you don't say that on the radio, these boys.
He pressed his fingers against his eyelids again.
These boys. I wish I hadn't said that.
Never before has any voice dared to utter the words of that tongue in Imlatris.
This is significant because it is standard operating procedure, especially in a known hostile city like Dallas.
The president's advisors met in my office.
The problem at this late hour is how to begin. What to offer after all you have seen, heard, and read that will rivet your soul. I am tempted to quote from the maps of ancient mariners as they sailed into uncharted waters. Here be demons. Or, to tell you the name of my favorite poem, which I read to my bride on our wedding night.
Ashnaz Durbatuluk, Ashnaz Gimbatu, Ashnaz Rakatuluk, Achbozu Ishi Krimbatu. This I have read.
Now, where's Bob?
Oh, I don't know, Mr.
No, we'll find him, double sharp. Oh, I haven't got six legs, nor six eyes, neither.
Find him!
They find him?
You can't hide from the boy. I said, you can't hide from them. No, sir, old Bob. Don't even try. They hear everything. They got that tracking device on you. They can find you anywhere, anytime. It's in the tube. Right, Bob? And I fooled them, old buddy.
I think it started like that, in the wind. Defense contractors, big oil bankers, just conversations, nothing more. Then a call is made, maybe to someone like my superior officer, General Y.
Yeah.
We're going. We need your help.
When?
In the fall. Probably in the south. We want you to come up with a
I can do that.
I have come to seek the aid of the Rohirrim and their king.
I have never heard before that Gandalf sought the aid of any man.
Storm clouds are gathering, Theoden. And when the storm breaks, nowhere in Middle-earth will be safe from its fury. Not even Theoden's halt.
I know not what storm you speak of, wandering wizard.
Then you know not of the rise of the enemy in Mordor?
But let us go back to an evening in early September when the chief topic of conversation at the Ivy Bush Tavern in Hobbiton was...
Freedom and democracy are under attack. This will be a monumental struggle of good versus evil.
It's a constant struggle between the forces of good, if you will, law enforcement agencies, our intelligence agencies and so forth, up against people who would use terrorist means to make a point.
Thousands of lives were suddenly ended by evil, despicable acts of terror.
I've been raped before, but never in such an unnatural and brutal way.
Over and over again, we've watched the tragedy. But behind it all, I suppose one of the things we have seen most clearly this week is the face of evil. For this week, the devil has taken a face.
Here is evil.
Evil. Evil.
And those who commit evil in the name of Allah blaspheme the name of Allah.
And what is he?
We don't look evil straight in the eye very much, but evil stood naked before us this week.
Filthy swine.
There are a few times in my life that I think I have seen evil, pure and simple, in the face of another human being.
Well, God does not interfere necessarily with everything that's evil. There are evil people in the world, and he doesn't take away the free will of evil people always. He could stop all evil, but he doesn't do it. But
gee, Pat, that butt's bigger than mine.
There is the flash of awareness that in all men, good and evil are mingled, and that while evil must be fought, it is futile to try to flee it, to retreat to a paradise where all the walls are shining pure.
Oh, shoot.
They must carry out their evil deeds.
Oh, crap! It's on fire!
This nation is peaceful, but fierce when stirred to anger. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts.
And that explains the flag.
That you finally get to use, and you've got your valiant motives, and you think you've got the tools, but you better watch the shadows, 'cause they're all watching you. You better duck behind that wall of stone and figure your next move. You've come here to heal the sick, well, good for you, but you'd better first go home and learn the rules. They wanna watch you bleed. So forget everything you've heard or read or seen. It's a game, all right, they're playing, but they're playing it for keeps. Sons of the revolution, you're here to save the day, but it ain't none of your business, and you're only in the way. Sons of the revolution, you
Sir Elrond, say no more. It's plain enough what you're pointing at. Bilbo, the silly hobbit, started this affair.
But let us go back 17 years to an evening in early September when the chief topic of conversation was...
Saddam Hussein's disdain for international law, his misrepresentation of what had happened. In late September, I was hearing stories about Iraq's treatment of Kuwait, including an intelligence report on the brutalities committed against its people. At some point, it came through to me that this was not a matter of shades of gray or of trying to see the other side's point of view. It was good versus evil, right versus wrong. It was during this period that I began to move from viewing Saddam's aggression exclusively as a dangerous strategic threat and as an injustice to viewing our efforts to reverse it as a moral crusade.
Oh, Christ.
In practice, however, rivalry and suspicion proved too much for détente, which finally collapsed with the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan in 1979.
Oh, crap! It's on fire!
I thought he was going to die laughing. And I was director of Central Intelligence.
One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them. Put on the ring.
The ring!
No!
Ah! Oh! Alvarez! Kill Tanya!
The ring that Vlad wore was stolen in New York. Now some of the aspirant tries it on. He feels important. He shows his spooky friends. Now he can make these people do his will. The skinny salesman feels much aggression towards people he pursues or enemies. Tonight he'll try it out. Tonight he'll eat out. Tonight they'll wish that he was gone.
Bilbo!
I felt a tremendous charge.
Then was an alliance made against the Dark Lord, and Sauron was, for that time, vanquished. But at length his dark shadow stretched forth once more, and he sought again for mastery over the rings of power.
The president's inclination was to condemn the coup outright, but if it turned out to be successful, we would be forced to live with the new leaders, however repulsive their behavior. We decided he should be condemnatory without irrevocably burning his bridges.
My immediate response was to rely on some very active telephone diplomacy. I hope you're well. I hope they've not mistreated you. You've led your country in a fantastically constructive way. You've been attacked from the right and from the left, but you deserve enormous credit. I am proud that we've supported you. There will be a lot of talking heads on television telling us what's been wrong, but you have done what's right and strong and good for your country.
Mahmoud wishes me to make certain that you have done what you promised.
I invited him to Kennebunkport,
The horseshoe pit where you threw that ringer is still in good shape, I said.
Mahmoud stood back and smiled.
I will do the rest.
I'm delighted to hear that you do not plan to hide in the woods and that you will stay involved politically and publicly. On the personal side, I told him I appreciated the positive things he'd been saying about our relationship because that was exactly how I felt.
You will be even closer,
Mahmoud said. He touched his chest.
You'll be in here.
We salute you and thank you for what you have done for world peace. Thank you very much.
Of course, Commander. I am honored.
Goodbye. After we hung up, I didn't want to get too maudlin or too emotional, but I literally felt like I was caught up in real history with a phone call like this. It was something important, some enormous turning point. God, we're lucky in this country. We have so many blessings.
Mahmoud smiled and said something to Ibrahim.
Kill our men, screw their women, drink their beer. There was a moment of comfortable silence between them. The short one took a breath, let it out in an audible sigh, and said, too much to do.
How terrifying. And Bilbo, how much did Bilbo know about all this?
Very little, I'm sure. It seemed to him that something was wrong or odd, but he thought it was himself. He said he felt stretched.
Real George Washington brought to him and Ollie the evening papers. We quickly proceeded to get Sarah Reynolds and young Tom Everson goodly stretched by the hemp, which smoked us all like Boston scrub.
President Bush smokes marijuana regularly.
17 years passed, and Frodo all but forgot the ring. But the Dark Lord Sauron had not forgotten it.
Riders of Mordor, the Lord Sauron commands.
I keep thinking about that day, Tuesday.
September 11-1.
And remember when Mayor Giuliani cracked down on jaywalking? No.
Oops! New York is so burned.
Mr. Bilbo ought to have left well enough alone.
It's plain enough what you're pointing at. Bilbo, the silly hobbit, started this affair, and Bilbo had better finish it for himself.
How do you know?
Because he's a f***er, that's how I know.
Right on!
Going to Texas to kick some ass.
I can't believe they killed him because he wanted to change things.
They've been doing it in all through history. Kings are killed, Mr. Garrison. Politics is power. Nothing more.
Smoke a generic cigarette. Put leather gloves so my hands don't sweat. Target comes rolling on in. Relaxed, focused in. I rattle off about 15 rounds. I'm using a silencer, this little sound. Two trainers in a go-kart, they go down. One loses control and runs down the club.
He was there, you don't even know. The question me or I'll kill you right now.
He was there.
But what's paramount is that it must succeed. No matter how many die, no matter how much it costs, the perpetrators must be on the winning side and never subject to prosecution for anything by anyone.
Information.
I have target in sight.
I see him. I got him locked up.
Right on time.
That's all kickoff training. Pick him out.
Time to kill.
Go. Get out of here.
special camp we keep outside Athens, Greece, pros. Maybe locals, Cubans, mafia hire, separate teams. Does it really matter who shot from what rooftop?
It sounds pretty wild to jump you, citizen.
What gives? I thought you told me your name was Sixpack. What do I have to do? Paint you a freaking picture? Hey, take a look over here.
The girl hopped over and forced apart the bushes in which there did not seem to be an opening. When Winston followed her, he found that they were in a natural clearing, a tiny grassy knoll surrounded by tall saplings that shut it in completely. The girl stopped and turned.
Okay. So, you get it, right?
Meaning?
No, think. Thank you, idiot. Put it together.
A tiny, grassy knoll surrounded by the bushes.
Something has happened in the motorcade group. There has been a shooting. I repeat, a shooting in the motorcade in the downtown area. The president's car is now going past me.
So hard to figure out. Bushes, grassy knoll.
Open the house, are you calling the president a murderer?
Well, hey, it's only what Jim Garrison was trying to prove, right, Jimbo?
No, I don't think I am, Susan.
My bad. Got swept up in the spirit of the thing.
He was there. You don't even know. But question me or I'll kill you right now.
He was there.
We travel the world in private jets. I handle contracts with no regrets. No one dares to make any insults. I'm proud of my work with the professional soldier. The line of work is a family tradition. But don't worry about tradition. My Uncle Eduardo has a heart of coal. He said he was there behind the grassy knoll.
He was there. You don't even know. Don't question me or I'll kill you right now. He was there. You don't need to know.
Need to know.
This was a military-style ambush from start to finish. This was a coup d'etat with Lyndon Johnson waiting in the wings.
Oh, okay, so now you're saying Lyndon Johnson was involved.
Will you tell them it wasn't me?
Of course, I replied to Lyndon.
Some people think it was me. Happening right there in Dallas. Why did they have to do it in Texas? Probably to make people think it was me.
He paces about in the flannel nightshirt, the flannel cap.
You promise now you'll tell them it wasn't.
Yes.
And, Bob, let's really have some smoke on this one, all right?
And if we freeze on frame 138, we distinctly see a puff of...
Oh, no.
What's this smell?
The puffery. The puffery.
Coming from the grassy knoll.
Oh. Oh, Bob, you can't make your own laws.
That photo doesn't even look real. It's finally making sense. Oswald, mower, grassy.
Pardon my Norman Rockwell worldview, but I don't even want to hear the words grassy knoll.
Zing!
Excellent.
Grassy. No.
I hear the NSC meeting was a real barn burner.
I wouldn't have missed it for the world. Heads are gonna roll everywhere.
Douglas, stick my heads in the sack and get them posted back to their widows. And get the addresses right this time.
Well, Mr. Stang, it was an almost foolproof plan. But suppose it wasn't.
Word was radioed from the White House Situations Room to Lyndon Johnson that one individual performed the assassination. Does that sound like a bunch of coincidences to you?
He said it again!
I don't... Maybe there's some rogue element in the government or something.
Oh, no. Conspiracy to cover it up?
I wasn't kidding.
You ever read your Shakespeare, Bill?
I suppose. Shakespeare said.
One ring to rule them all. One ring to find.
one ring to bring them all. And in the darkness, bind them.
What does it mean, Gandalf?
Julius Caesar? Who killed Caesar? 10, 12 senators.
Monkeys. Monkeys, yes. 12 of them.
Boy, you sure already had some fun since you got back from the capital.
Huh? What?
Yeah. Now listen.
Not to me, is it? Well, that cover story was being put out, like we would in a black op. Anyway.
And since cover-ups were all the rage back then, I shoved his heroic corpse down the pipe.
Bob, let's really have some smoke on this one, all right?
What's that smell?
That may have been the way it happened, Mr. Stang. But suppose it wasn't.
I used to smoke old Toby with Bilbo, so let it be that.
Help yourself.
Thank you, Frodo.
But let us go back 17 years to an evening in early September when the chief topic of conversation at the Ivy Bush Tavern in Hobbiton was...
What's all this talk of a party? It's to be a birthday party. Mr. Bilbo and Mr. Frodo have the same birthday, you know.
Oh?
September the 11th.
The president's advisors met in my office. Cheney reported that Israeli Defense Minister Moshe Arens had called him immediately following the attack and asked that we make arrangements for an Israeli counterstrike.
Hello? Hello?
Will you tell them it wasn't me? Of course, I replied to Lyndon. He paces about in the flannel nightshirt, the flannel cap. You promise now you'll tell them it wasn't. Yes, I'll tell them the blood on your hands came later, Lyndon. He stops pacing. He pulls at his ear. You are a bastard, Jack. You know that. So I've been told. You needed me. If I hadn't carried taxes for you, the weasel would have won the election. You used me and tossed me aside like a whore. Then we both guffawed. I moved forward and embraced him. He in the only suit he owned, me in my pale blue boxer shorts. We passed several seconds that way, our hearts musing against each other's chest. I'm glad you agreed to come, I said, when we separated. They adore pink in Texas.
Whoa, boys, don't let me interrupt anything. Boy, you guys have some pretty interesting rituals. Too bad I had to drop off those damn flyers down at the Foreplay for Cuba committee headquarters. Jeez.
She was straight-faced. Her lips had that pouty, deadpan innocence she used so effectively on the screen.
Hey, you over there, Volva or whatever your name
Mr.
is.
Bilbo.
I wasn't sure if she was in character or if that was the real her.
Don't you have your idiot son do that job next time, okay? It's cutting into my thrifting time.
Her voice called over me. It was Jackie's voice, exactly. I wondered for the first, but not for the last time, if Jackie, somewhere, somehow, had copied it with some precise intent. In the railroad car, the lights went out. Someone called out, ready on the set. The nice to have met you senators took only a moment.
Oh, you want my thing, boy? Gentlemen, you can't fire in here.
He certainly seems to be causing rather a lot of excitement.
Well, I put up a notice on the gate now saying, no admittance except on party business. Now who is it?
Lord God, Captain, I thought you was dead.
Mind my horning in, Noel?
Meaning? Asked the president.
Grassy. No.
Zing!
Glad you came. Sorry about the precautions.
Well, I just hope it was worth my while, Mr.
I could give you a false name, but I won't. Just call me X.
I've already been warned by the agency, Mr. Whoever, so this is another type of threat.
Not with the agency, Mr. Garrison. I
And I assume if you've come this far, what I have to say interests you. But I'm not going to name names and tell you who or what I represent.
I didn't catch your name, mister. Dog.
My name must never be spoken.
Sorry.
He seems nice.
Susie, where in the world were you?
Keeping the hell away from you, Heston. Get lost.
We are hard beset by the enemy whose power grows ever mightier. Only the river now lies between us and the dark powers of Mordor. Those who shelter behind us give much praise, but little help.
And help.
We are Federalis. You know, the mountain police. The other police wear your badges. We ain't got no badges. We don't need no badges. I don't have to show you any stinking badges.
Better not come any closer.
This ain't right, Bob.
Nothing's right anymore. Go on. Go on, get going.
I was annoyed. I thought this was an example of how not to conduct alliance business. I knew personal contact would be an important part of our approach to both diplomacy and leadership of the alliance and elsewhere. Some feel emphasis upon personal relationships between leaders is unwise or unnecessary. I suppose there is a danger that one can be naively lulled into complacency if one expects friendships will cause the other party to do things your way.
I am a robot. Do what I say.
For me, personal diplomacy and leadership went hand in hand.
Join with Cuba as seven states who are listed as state sponsors of terrorists.
But it soon became clear that the phrase itself touched a nerve in the American psyche.
Made it sound like America had been castrated, Lyndon said. Made us feel like we was a bunch of eunuchs. And by God, we was gonna get our peckers back.
The more personal contact you make, the better. Particularly if there are common problems that you have to work out together.
I may want you to handle this.
You're a blithering coward.
Mr. President, I'm not a diplomat. Sure you are. Will Rogers said that diplomacy is the art of saying nice doggy until you can find a rock.
Here. Iran, Iraq, Syria, Libya, North Korea, and Sudan.
Yes.
The threat posed by Iraq's weapon.
Oh. Nice doggy.
This is Buddy. I need an animal control van to 613 Beach Road. It's a dog eat dog world.
Don't survive by each side of DPG. Still creeping far through the hood, always involving the streets. It's doggy dog, homie. Did you forget who I was? The big homie to you. There it is, Ned.
He would doze off in meetings for a few seconds and then awaken as though he'd not missed a beat of the discussion.
I think a can of poisoned meat had a problem that I think the people must recognize. The problem is that if you open a can of poisoned meat, hold it in your hand, it gets warm very fast while you're drinking it. We punch the holes in the top and drink it.
Oh, ew.
Immortal Frodo, who keeps one of the rings of power, does not die.
Huh?
He doesn't grow or obtain more life. He merely continues until at last every minute is weariness. And if he often uses the ring to make himself invisible, he fades. He becomes, in the end, permanently invisible, and walks in twilight under the eye of the dark power that rules the rings.
A
couple of years ago, people were saying, let's repeal the 22nd Amendment so that President Reagan can run for a third term. That talk died down dramatically, didn't it? Oh, man. Remember his trip to Europe a couple of years ago? He finally shows he has 1 ounce of human compassion. It was for Nazis. Finally mellowing out, Ron. Now they mention that the Third Reich wasn't such a bad group of jokes.
Call the law. When you're gonna tell yourself
God damn it, leave me alone, you...
He had it down to an art of style and form.
It's all about that stuff.
Okay, I'm supposed to be the big reactionary. Okay, all right.
God, Dutch, how are you?
You just clamp the stand. Snap the stand.
Most folks.
One ring had come into the possession of Gollum, a slimy creature as dark as darkness, who kept it secret unto himself in the nethermost depths of the mines beneath the misty mountains.
You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
Precious, sweet loves, the precious. After all these ages, it's gone. It was our birthday present, and it's lost. Curse us and crush us, but we'll never find it again.
And there's still some who think Mr. Bilbo did him a great kindness by adopting him as his heir and bringing him back here to live among decent folk.
To live among queer folk, I says.
Well, really?
Dang, you could be one of them TV magic queers.
A crusader's gotta do what a crusader's gotta do.
That's my boy.
Have you got it here with you? I should very much like to peep at it again.
Yes, I've got it. It looks just the same as ever it did.
But I should just like to see it for a moment.
Oh, very well. Here.
Let me hold it. Just for a moment.
No.
But it's mine. I found it. Give it to me.
No, Bill.
My birthday present. Thief. We've lost it. My precious. It's gone.
Gollum. Bilbo. Bilbo.
God, I hate that guy.
One side keeps the other side going.
He had won the day and was riding high. He could have been a little kinder and gentler.
He said it again! Did you hear him?
I felt a tremendous charge.
No!
You cannot take this thing back. It has passed on. If you need my advice any longer, I should say that your part is ended.
I've never known you give me pleasant advice before, but tell me, if not me, well, then who?
I'm thrilled and honored.
What?
The dog seems to be thrilled and honored, too.
Oh, no.
And I have other amazing powers as well.
Oh, no.
A power greater than any of us. 23.
Oh, 23, no.
23. 23. 23. 23. 23. 23.
Won't be superior for very long, because he's got
The ring.
The ring!
No!
Ah! Oh, Alvarez! Kill Tanya!
George, you should be ashamed of yourself.
Let's get out of here. I'm not shaking that guy's hand.
You're losing your touch, George.
I understand now. Put it away.
Boy, they really miscalculated.
I'm sorry. Sorry you have to come in for this burden. I'm sorry about everything. Don't adventures ever have an end? I suppose not. Someone else always has to carry on the story.
Anybody who... And I want to assure you all that justice will be meted out.
But don't let's worry about it now.
Never happened, baby.
What is that supposed to mean?
You see, I know something you and Mr. President don't know.
Forget about your combat troops.
Yeah, that's right. I keep forgetting that.
How does that grab you, Caesar? Your move, Imperator.
We'll just kind of roll over.
Like Caesar, he is surrounded by enemies and something's underway. But it has no face. Yet everybody in the loop knows.
It's funny because it's true.
Well observed.
Now, he used to be a nice guy once.
What time is it, boys and girls? It's time for the dark ages.
As I look to the future, I feel strongly about the role the United States should play in the new world before us. We have the political and economic influence and strength to pursue our own goals, but as the leading democracy and the beacon of liberty and freedom, and given our blessings of freedom, of resources, and of geography, we have a disproportionate responsibility to use that power in pursuit of a common good. We also have an obligation to lead. The present international scene, turbulent though it is about as much of a blank slate as history ever provides, and the importance of American engagement has never been higher. If the United States does not lead, there will be no leadership. It is our great challenge to learn from this bloodiest century in history. If we fail to live up to our responsibilities, if we shirk the role which only we can assume, if we retreat from our obligation to the world into indifference, we will one day pay the highest price once again for our neglect and short-sightedness.
One ring to bring them all. And in the darkness bind them. Put on the ring.
The ring.
Instead of letting that just stand there, let me try to grab a hold of that thing and do something.
The ring!
Oh, no!
I would nod and say, right on.
There you go, Seekers. The Cabal of the Ring rendered 10,000% better through the wonders of Soundforge. Oh, it still had the essentials in it, though, like, oh, bits from the movie JFK, the audiobook of 1984, oh, George Bush's creepy audiobook with Condoleezza Rice called A World Transformed, with his unique perspective from 1992. A BBC adaptation of Lord of the Rings. A little bit of IJFK, which I misspelled here as IJFF. I'm the only person I know that misspells JFK. Oh, we had some big hunks of songs in here, like a little thing from X from their country western punk phase, Country at War. Tony O.K. with Sons of the Revolution. Ooh, a totally perfect song I found just before I put this show together way back when. Cold Water Army doing a song called Vlad's Ring. And then we had some Devo in there from Smooth Noodle Maps, a CD of theirs you're probably not familiar with. A little bit of Deadbolt with Tijuana Hit Squad in that Grassy Knoll sequence, which was backed with Mysterio from the Trance Mixes, Who Killed JFK. Oh, yes. And then the Ramones with Bonzo Goes to Bitburg. And I was still feeling the loss of Joey Ramone when this one was done. Oh, and then the new Dark Ages by World Entertainment War. Oh, fronted by somebody named Ron Brezhne. And as far as I can tell, it's that guy who went from doing this kind of music to doing that free will astrology piece of crap. Hey, go back to the music, Ron. I like that a lot better. And we wrapped it up with Agent Orange doing Bite the Hand That Feeds. Oh, and speaking of biting your hand, Seekers, next week the Lymph Node Institute will be in, probably carrying out some experiment that will make you wind up doing just that. So, until then, try to stay slack in this sorry suck-ass world, Seekers, because when you get down to it, slack is all we have. Good night. Mm-hmm.